Over the next 4 weeks or so, gamblers around the world will have the opportunity to bet on every detail of the World Cup, from the number of red cards in a match to a game's first goal scorer. In his new book, The Big Fix, subtitled The Hunt for the Match Fixers Bringing Down Soccer, Brett Forrest recounts the efforts of various nabobs and ne'er-do-wells to rig soccer matches. He joins me from NPR's New York Bureau. Brett Forrest, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Foremost among the fixers, or would-be fixers, identified in your book is Wilson Perumal of Singapore, unless he's calling himself something else altogether these days. Tell me a little bit about him.
Wilson is the most infamous match fixer there is. He is the field operative for a well-known Singapore syndicate, which is funded by Pan-Asian organized crime. And he has, over the years, developed an international network across dozens and dozens of countries in every continent, which manipulates players and referees and officials for the purposes of illegal betting.
Wilson Perumal successfully rigged matches between neighborhood teams, which he organized and uniformed himself in various places, and he is alleged to have corrupted players involved in friendlies in Togo and Zimbabwe. You mentioned that the under-20 team in Sierra Leone has also raised suspicions. How much betting occurs on matches like these?
It really varies, but you would be surprised at the numbers because the overall handle on international soccer betting annually is roughly $1 trillion. With the proliferation of online betting sites these days, the numbers are staggering even on the smallest matches.
Unless I've misread your book, Wilson Perumal hasn't been especially successful in his chosen trade in at least one regard. This is a guy who appears to have spent almost as much time in prison as outside the walls. Am I right?
Yeah. Wilson is a career criminal, and he has been very successful in the fixing world. But even there, you know, we see how his own demons get the better of him because he himself is a big gambler. And even though he made millions and millions of dollars, he couldn't help but gamble it away on matches that he didn't fix, such as NBA matches or Premier League matches.
I don't mean to make light of this, but this seems so preposterous. This guy makes his living fixing games and then bets on games that he didn't fix?
Well, he's a gambler. And there's no thrill in betting on a game, the outcome of which you already know.
We're not talking about somebody who just slips a couple of players some money to lose here. How does somebody like Wilson Perumal go about fixing a soccer match?
In any number of ways, but in his most sophisticated iteration, what he did is he formed a promotional company, and he would, with this company, approach national soccer federations in impoverished nations and say to them, let's make a contract. I will pay you roughly $100,000, say, and in return for that, I will name the referee for your international friendlies.
Your thesis seems to be that if the individual games were corrupt, then the entire game of soccer was called into question. But at the highest levels, the World Cup, for example, or La Liga in Spain, or the Premiership in England, is there any evidence that Wilson Perumal or anybody else like him has rigged games?
No, not in the leagues that you mentioned. However, we see in Serie A, in Italy, there are cases there. In the second league in Germany, there was a huge case, a landmark case called the Bochum trial. Even now, the head of security at FIFA, a guy named Ralf Mucke, in recent weeks has said that we should be careful for the latter games in the group stage because that's when you will have teams that are already eliminated. A lot of these teams will be from impoverished nations, and they'll be vulnerable to an approach from a fixer.
FIFA can't be entirely pleased with you and your book because it strikes me that anybody reading this book is going to maybe have some doubts about corruption at the World Cup.
Well, I think you should. I don't want to be alarmist by any means. Across the great landscape of soccer in the world, a very small percentage of games are fixed, far less than the majority. I'd say, you know, under 10%. It could be in the single digits. It could be under 5%. So this is not happening in every game you're watching. But if a great number of games are fixed, and a great number of them are today, then that leads the fan to doubt the veracity of all the rest of the games. And FIFA needs to come out and get ahead of this issue.
Brett Forrest is the author of The Big Fix, The Hunt for the Match Fixers Bringing Down Soccer. Brett, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me on, Bill.
To read my review of The Big Fix, please visit onlyagame.org.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years, offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars, themusicemporium.com. This is NPR.